Speaker 1.
I've just been reading about some sheep farmers in Wales who were losing money and looked into a different way of earning a living. So they took the plunge and decided to set up a wind farm. But apparently, some neighbours resented the fact that they'd had a brilliant idea and capitalised on it. As a result, there was a good deal of opposition to the farm in the area. However, I did think it was an encouraging story, especially since wind farms aren't as expensive to set up as, say, it is to build a hydroelectric station. That's why so many people are interested in going into them.
Speaker 2.
The whole issue is an emotional one, but it's the look of these wind farms that's causing the greatest outcry, it seems to me. I know quite a few people in rural areas are getting together and starting wind farms to serve their local community. And though I think they have the best of intentions, it does seem that they're going about it the wrong way. Wind turbines are not a reliable source of energy and still need a substantial backup, which can only be satisfactorily provided by fossil fuels at present.
Speaker 3.
I find it odd that people object to having wind turbines miles offshore, where nobody except a passing ship would ever see them. What's wrong with that? After all, it's a question of using fossil fuels, other renewable energy sources, or nuclear power. Obviously, there's no real future in fossil fuels, but I can't see any feasible way of generating enough electricity from wave power or hydroelectric stations either, at least not in this country. Which leaves the third option, though we have to make sure sufficient safeguards are in place.
Speaker 4.
I get quite angry about the whole question, actually, because everyone goes on about how wonderful wind power is, but there's only enough wind to generate electricity about 30% of the time. I think the whole method is fundamentally impractical. And the irony is that we could save more energy than wind can ever generate if we could make better use of existing coal and oil supplies. If only the government would formulate sound energy conservation policies and implement them.
Speaker 5.
There's been a lot of talk about birds flying into turbines, and that has turned a lot of people against wind energy. But if you look at the figures, you'll see that the number of birds killed in this way is insignificant. On the other hand, I think we have to see wind power in perspective as just part of a move towards energy from renewables. We can't rely on any one source. A combination of wind, hydroelectric and solar power will be needed before we can realistically talk about replacing fossil fuels completely.
Speaker 1.
I've just been reading about some sheep farmers in Wales who were losing money and looked into a different way of earning a living. So they took the plunge and decided to set up a wind farm. But apparently, some neighbours resented the fact that they'd had a brilliant idea and capitalised on it. As a result, there was a good deal of opposition to the farm in the area. However, I did think it was an encouraging story, especially since wind farms aren't as expensive to set up as, say, it is to build a hydroelectric station. That's why so many people are interested in going into them.
Speaker 2.
The whole issue is an emotional one, but it's the look of these wind farms that's causing the greatest outcry, it seems to me. I know quite a few people in rural areas are getting together and starting wind farms to serve their local community. And though I think they have the best of intentions, it does seem that they're going about it the wrong way. Wind turbines are not a reliable source of energy and still need a substantial backup, which can only be satisfactorily provided by fossil fuels at present.
Speaker 3.
I find it odd that people object to having wind turbines miles offshore, where nobody except a passing ship would ever see them. What's wrong with that? After all, it's a question of using fossil fuels, other renewable energy sources, or nuclear power. Obviously, there's no real future in fossil fuels, but I can't see any feasible way of generating enough electricity from wave power or hydroelectric stations either, at least not in this country, which leaves the third option, though we have to make sure sufficient safeguards are in place.
Speaker 4.
I get quite angry about the whole question, actually, because everyone goes on about how wonderful wind power is, but there's only enough wind to generate electricity about 30% of the time. I think the whole method is fundamentally impractical. And the irony is that we could save more energy than wind can ever generate if we could make better use of existing coal and oil supplies. If only the government would formulate sound energy conservation policies and implement them.
Speaker 5.
There's been a lot of talk about birds flying into turbines, and that has turned a lot of people against wind energy. But if you look at the figures, you'll see that the number of birds killed in this way is insignificant. On the other hand, I think we have to see wind power in perspective as just part of a move towards energy from renewables. We can't rely on any one source. A combination of wind, hydroelectric and solar power will be needed before we can realistically talk about replacing fossil fuels completely.